No matter the size, age, or activity level of your best friend, you want a dog food that's natural, feeds great, and is full of all the goodness you demand. That's what's packed into every bag of Country Vet Naturals. Country Vet Naturals is just what the name says. Natural goodness in every bag. Grain-free? Sure. There's a grain-free cat and dog food and treats. Learn more and find a dealer at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets. Trusted by owners.
Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
And welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for clicking through. Before we get into the markets for today, let's take a look at a couple of quick business news stories just came across the wire. National Public Radio, NPR, is reporting that Canadian miner Glacier Lake Resources plans to extract minerals from the United States land that was previously protected as a national monument. The Vancouver-based copper and silver mining firm has acquired about 200 acres of land 35 miles southeast of Boulder, Utah. All of this was part of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. The land was unable to be developed or mined while protected, but in December, President Trump removed that status, the largest reversal of national monument protections in U.S. history. And a story about distracted drivers and self-driving cars. We're now just learning about this story as well. The backup driver of an autonomous Uber car that struck and killed a pedestrian in Arizona had been watching Hulu on her mobile phone in the moments before the crash. All this according to local police and being reported by CNET. After obtaining her viewing history from the streaming service, police said that Rafaela Vasquez had been, quote, distracted or looking down, end quote, for a third of the 22 minutes before the test vehicle hit the pedestrian Elaine Hertzberg. Vasquez could face a charge of vehicular manslaughter. The March crash in Tempe, Arizona, prompted the ride-hailing company to temporarily suspend self-driving trials. Let's take a look at the markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average today averted a slide like it had not seen for nearly 40 years as the Dow rebounded today for the first time in over a week. The Dow ended the day up by more than 118 points with energy company Chevron leading the blue chips. Yesterday, the Dow closed lower for the eighth day in a row. Now, if this 30-stock index had fallen again today, it would post its longest losing streak dating back to 1978. The S&P 500 gained nearly 0.3%, with energy materials and industrials outperforming. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, was down as tech shares slipped. Markets around the globe have been on a roller coaster ride this week as tensions surrounding a tit-for-tat trade dispute between the U.S. and Canada continues to escalate. Today, Trump threatened to slap a 20% tariff on European cars, saying in a tweet, quote, "Based on the tariffs and trade barriers long placed on the U.S. and its great companies and workers by the European Union, if these tariffs and barriers are not soon broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all of their cars coming to the U.S. Build them here!" Exclamation point, end quote. Of course, Volkswagen and Mercedes-Benz already make several models here in the United States, and German car companies reminded the president they are responsible for over 110,000 U.S. jobs. Bank stocks rose slightly today after the Federal Reserve determined they have enough capital to return to shareholders even if a worst-case stress test. J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America all ticked higher on the news. At the bell, the Dow was up by nearly 0.5% at 24,580. The NASDAQ was off and settled down 0.2% at 76.97. And the S&P 500 was up, closing at 27.58. Gold was up by $1.60 to $12.7210 an ounce, Oil gained over 5% to end the day today at $69.24 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note slipped to 2.90%. Now you've got the numbers, and thanks for listening to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour, all made possible through the sponsorship of some great people like Arion, Tarot International, AARP Iowa, Lauren Campbell Photography, the Iowa Business Journals, and Country Vet Naturals. Our engineer is Tyler Hackenmiller. The marketing and advertising specialist is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is created exclusively for the Business News Hour by James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all the crew, my name is Michael Libby. Have a great weekend. And by the way, we're on Sunday with a week in review on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Eastern Iowa. We will check you there at 2 o'clock Sunday. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.